Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We bless your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, my. Can we have a seat? We have in the house our dear brother, Minister Chris Morgan. Can we just appreciate him? Thank you for coming, sir. God bless you. You know, after every service, you people will say, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. I'm changing the time of the service today so that you will dwell. Are you ready to dwell? Okay, we'll dwell. We'll just have some slight changes because of delay before he came in. Is that okay? Okay. When I gave my life to Christ, I was taught about heaven. I was taught about hell. The question that I was not able to ask when I was young is the fact that if the reason for us giving life to Christ is to go to heaven, what are we still doing here? Why is it not that when I just lift up my hand and say the sinner's prayer like some of you did, and I give my life to Christ, I did not disappear and then go to meet Christ my Savior? Remember, this world is not my own. I am just passing. Why the delay? Why not just take me away? Have you asked yourself that question? Most of the time, we have not been completely taught. We have been partially taught the truth of the scriptures. We have been taught truth of the scripture depending on the background, the experience of a person teaching it, and the world view of a person teaching it. We need to have a holistic view of what the word of God says, that we might be good and better Christians. If the only reason why you were saved is for you to make heaven, you will disappear immediately. But there are other things that God wants you to do on earth, and that's why He kept you here. Unfortunately, why always thinking about heaven and how to make heaven? We have failed in the other reasons why He left us here. And some of the reasons why He left us here is what I want to talk to you about today. Let's just take one scripture because of our time. Genesis 24, verse 60. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, sister, may you become thousands of 10,000s. And may your offspring possess the gate of those who hate him. I know when you are about to get married, some people go to different prophets that lay different hands on them, praying different kind of prayers. In fact, during the wedding ceremony in our church, maybe 4, 5, 6 people will pray different prayers for the person. But look at this patriarch. When Rebecca was going, they only prayed 2 prayers for her. And the second prayer is that your descendants may possess the gate of the enemy. Nothing like you shall be fruitful, you shall be this, in-laws, strange men, strange women, all those things were not declared. 2 prayers. A prayer of fruitfulness. Become thousands of 10,000 more. And may your seed possess the gates of them that hate him. For the past 2 weeks, we have been talking about gates. We have looked at explanation of what gates are, and I've given you 9 biblical interpretations of what gates are in the Bible. 9 openings, doors, like we normally know, place of decision making, place of judgment, places of power, places of worship, places of dominion, and so on and so forth. So when the Bible says your seed shall possess the gate of the enemy, that means your children are going to school now. When they leave, they are coming to take charge. When they leave, they are coming to become men of influence. But think about it. How much influence we have as a church. So you look at the Bible. There's a reason why he did not take you. He has a purpose for creating the world. And his purpose for creating the world is what you say whenever you pray, what do we call it? Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. I hope you can still remember the Lord's Prayer. Oh yeah, let's go. One, two, go. As you are praying it, be thinking about it. Yeah, let's go. One, two, go. If you are not praying, you are a suspect. Hallowed be thy name. Okay, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Hey, let's wait. God wants you to be a colonialist. He has a kingdom in heaven. And on this earth, he created it as a far kingdom where he extended his rule. The devil came and dabaru everything. Now, he sent Jesus to die, buried, and resurrected, shed his blood, so that we would take back the kingdom back to him. So, the purpose of God for you, that you are alive for now, going to heaven has been set. You don't struggle about it. Jesus has died for you. You are giving your life to him. But he is waiting on you to do some things for him. What happens in heaven? Let it happen on earth. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That was why the first blessing he gave man, he said, have dominion, be fruitful, increase, have dominion. Have you seen in your Bible where he says you are the light of the world? A city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. In your office, are you hidden? In your environment, what do they know you for? Is your light dim like candle? Or your light is like, I don't know which one to use, security light. Are you a lighthouse? Or you are a dimmed house? Before he spoke about you being the light of all, he said, you are the salt of the world. Did you read why he said, the kingdom of God shall be the kingdom of our Christ? He has made us kings and priests forever. And he will reign forever. Listen to me. Anything you are doing apart from the kingdom of God being established, the influence of God being established where you are wasting your time. We have been wrongly taught. When you come to church, church is like a recharge point where we recharge you to go back out and make impact. Miracles are not meant for church. Miracles are meant for where you work. The good works are meant for where you work. Our children shall possess the gates of the enemy. What is your influence, man? What is your influencer? What impact are you making? If you read the Bible, you will discover that almost through the Bible, you will see men of God at the gates. God strategically put them at the gate to have an influence and make an impact. Mordecai was at the gate. He was not a gate man. David was at the gate. Joseph was at the gate. No, not Joseph. Deborah was at the gate. Saul was at the gate. Job was at the gate. Lot was at the gate. In fact, Daniel told the king, take Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego. Give them position. But for me, I will sit at the gate. God wants his people at the gates to take decision. The gate is not a dirty place. It is the people that are there that determine how the gates look like. Whoever is in charge of a gate is in charge of everything that happened in the gate. In the year 1975, two organizations in America, the biggest parachurch church organization in America, one led by Bill Bright and the other led by Lauren Cunningham, They just had this thing that the Lord wanted them to meet and talk to you. So they set up a meeting, a lunch. And they met over lunch. Sir, what is the Lord talking to you about now? So both of them brought out their notes. And they read it to each other. Same thing. And what was the Lord saying? The Lord saying, I want my children to have influence at the mountains of life. Some of us call it the gates of life. Some call it the spheres of life. And God gave them seven spheres of life where the children of God must make impact for the kingdom of God to come. And if you look at these seven areas, they are the areas of influence of life. And that is why Christians are not being taken serious. Because we are not in charge of those gates. And if I have time, when we start mentioning them one by one, we'll be asking ourselves questions. In Nigeria, in this gate, even you remember gates are places of security. You remember? The security gate in Nigeria, who are the people in charge? Chief of Army Staff? Chief of Defense Staff? Police IG? Immigration Passport Office IG? Custom? Who are the people in charge? Your children shall possess. Shall possess where? And your children are going, oh God, sir, please give me work. See me at the hotel before I can give you work. And some people that are supposed to possess the gate stupidly are going to hotel to sleep with unbelievers to get what God has given them by scriptures. Listen, you are meant to be in charge of a gate. You are not a bastard. Hello, are we here? You are not an illegitimate child of God. In your DNA is leadership, influence to rule at the gate. I've shared with you when I was in Unilag in the 90s, where I joined Christian Fellowship one time and we prayed. And we said, in this school, all the prizes and the best students will be Christians. By the time I was leaving, in our graduation, over 90% of the prizes went to Christians. We were at the gates. We were on top of all the departments. Are you here? Are you in charge of your gates? You are an amala seller. If people have not started traveling from Lokoja to come and eat your amala in Abuja, you have not started. Do you know where some of us have traveled to eat before? Anybody understand what I'm talking about? Some people's throat, they think that they do them already again. Why? There is a gate open somewhere. And somebody is in charge of it. And most of the time, the people in charge of such things are not good gates. So when I went to Kano, there was a place I used to go and eat. Amala, they took me there like two or three times. And then later, anointing fell on the woman. And the woman started confessing. And in the back, I almost vomited. I still want to vomit. I will not tell you what she told us we ate. Christians are not in charge of it. Now, let's look at those seven gates that they mentioned and said we should be in charge of. Number one gate, they mentioned seven gates. Let me go over them. The gate of religion, gate of family, gate of education, gate of government, gate of the media, gate of business, and gate of art. Let's go. First one, religion. Religion is belief system, spirituality, faith. Religion is man's way of seeking for God. Christianity is God's way of seeking for man. There are two differences. They are different. People don't understand God and they make up their mind. This is how God is. And this is how God wants it. I believe the way God is, if I wear suit, he will like me better. So I start wearing suit. So I start woman-made laws. I start bringing things about that from my imagination and from the look of God that I have imagined, I feel you accept. So I say, if I don't dance well, God will be happy, will not be happy. If I don't jump, so whenever I come, I jump and different good things. But they are man's way. Christianity is God's way of seeking for man. And that can only be through Jesus Christ. And he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And you know, I most of the time I gave my life to Christ when I was 15. And really, I guess it's the best time for me to give my life to Christ. Because I'm sure if I spend 2 more years, I'm not sure I'll become a Christian. Because I look at even how we practice Christianity now. It doesn't add up. I have good news for you. Hell is real. Good news, hell. Hell is in the scripture. But hell is not good news. Hell is for the devil and his angels. Because you refuse Jesus, you become like the devil and his angels. That is why you are going there. It is not good news. Is there anything that I tell you, I have good news for you, you will suffer? Is that good news? Hell is the opposite side of good news. Every coin has the other side. That's why we must talk about it. But that is not the news. The good news is that Jesus has come to die for you. And you don't have to pay for your sins because he has paid for your sins. The good news is that Jesus is the only way. Jesus did not die and people are still praying for him and saying peace be unto him because they don't know what is happening to him. We know. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. You people tell us that Christianity is good news. We don't see you happy. You are always frowning. Every good thing on earth, you say it is bad. Is that good news? Your life you are living, if I look at you now, does it look like good news? If I look at you now, will I want to be like you? I'm not talking money. I'm not talking Nigerian thinking everything is money. If I look at you and your joy, will I want to be like you? In fact, like people say now, if you are you, will you be like you? Will you want to be like you? God wants us to bring the good news to the world. There are many false belief systems, even in Christianity. There are many things we are doing that are not scriptural. Man-made religion. He wants us to bring that good news to Christ. Number 2 mountain or gate is the gate of family. The family is the smallest unit of every community. If you want to destroy a community, destroy the family. And the devil has a constant, prolonged attack against the family. Immediately, God said, the man shall leave the wife, or the man shall leave his family and cleave to his wife. And they became married. What happened? The devil came from the beginning. The attack came on the family from the beginning. Hello, sir. Hello, ma. How is your family like? The Lord wants an influence, a Christian influence on your family, a biblical influence on your family, that people around will look out for you for an advice. Do you know this? The divorce rate in the church and the divorce rate outside the church is the same percentage, over 50%. Christian families are under attack. So that one way we say, you call somebody, he didn't pick his phone. You call your husband, he didn't pick his phone quickly. When he came, you are not talking to him. You are conniving with the devil to destroy family. I'm not going to talk to him. And that one also says, I'm not going to talk to you. We have friends in our former church, very close friends. They dressed, it was much more later that we discovered that for 3 months, they were coming to church together. They never talked to each other. 3 months. They were sending the children to themselves. If they want to talk, you must see them. The devil is in charge of families now. He has brought anger. I will show him. I will show him I'm the man. Any man that say I will show him I'm the man, he's a boy. He's a boy. He's a boy. Men have nothing to prove. boys have plenty of things to prove because they are still attached to their mommy's apron. I will show you I'm a man. Men know the show. When they see and they don't say this one a man. Are you here? Any family that a man is not in charge is not a family. Women, stop being the neck that controls your man. You will suffer. Many people are micromanaging their husbands, manipulating from the background. As I'm preaching now, some are picking what I'm saying. You didn't hear what pastor said today. I'm not preaching for you. Are you see here? Listen, the greatest battle, two battles of the devil, three now, against marriages. Number one, divorce. Number two, fatherlessness. The devil will do anything to separate fathers from their families. Fight for your family. I don't understand why men are becoming very useless. I don't know. Maybe because I'm in Abuja. Many useless people on the streets looking for women that have cars to marry. Terrible. Sir, if you go to our schools, go and see our daughters and sons. Our sons are sagging. They are starting in one corner. Our daughters are getting scholarship. They are moving forward. They are doing everything. It's time to declare a day for the boy child. If you have a boy, it's an emergency, sir. Some women are here, they have boys. What's the meaning of a Kennedy Nuchuku? You know, you are the legacy of our family. Don't mind them. Good boy. You never taught him anything. You will cry later. The father. Fathers don't agree with the devil on his attack on us. You are the head of a family. There are many men that have never apologized before. They don't know how to apologize. You are not a leader. Anything that happens is a woman that must apologize. God will ask you questions. He gave that family to you to take charge of. You are in charge. There are many fathers at home, but they are absent at the same time. The problem of the devil on this earth is absentee fatherism. They are not there when the children are growing. Sir, I'm guilty in some ways. You know the things where I hate? Me, carry myself, go to school, go sit down, go do open day. I look at it and these people want to just collect 1,000 from us. So they just organize the thing every time. Me, go PTA. Primary, private school. You set up your school. I will come to your meeting and be giving you ideas how to run your own business, your school. If it is free, I understand. I no go. My children make me, when they were young, I go open. So when I was bringing them up, I was showing them that I don't mind them. They want to collect our money. So if I don't come, don't bother here. So they got used to it. So during open day, They don't even tell me. They stay at home. Then this week, the school wanted to do something. I said, I will surprise my children. I asked them, where is this hall in your school? They told me. He said, Daddy, you want to come? No, I said, what will I come and do in your school? You know, I'm busy now. But I know I will lose my way. So later, I found myself in school, in their school. As I was entering, I saw my daughter. She looked up, she saw me. The kind of happiness on her face. She came, held my hand. Took me, introduced me to one of the teachers, introduced me to their teachers and their friends, introduced me all around. Fathers, you don't know how important you are in the life of your children. They will do anything for you. Don't deceive yourself. There is no man who can raise a family, children on his own. There is no woman that can do it alone. Nobody. Single parenthood is an anomaly. We find ourselves there because of sin. So we manage how to do it. And most of those problems is caused by fathers that don't want to say sorry. If you are in church and you understand what I'm saying, say amen. I pray for fathers that you play your roles in your family. You see now, they are not even in church. Do you understand? In our church, by the time we count, we do the... I have pastor's friends that come. They look at the number and say, how are you doing? I say, I don't know. Because for a long time, for almost 10 years of our church, we have sometimes we have more men than women in church. I don't know why. Organized marriage or marriage conference, marriage program. The men will not come. Because since they were young, their parents were not allowing the men to go for anything in church. They were allowing the women to go. We were playing football when we were young. While they were being trained. Now they are old. You have married one of those people that the mother has made a liability for you. Oh, time don't go. Let me move from family, Ojari. Fatherlessness is a problem. You know, if you are a team member, that whenever we give an account of our team, who is the one that gives an account? Who is the one that gives an account? It's the leader. The woman you gave me was the one. It doesn't happen again. No. You will stand in for your family. If you understand, say amen. Number three. Number one, religion. Number two, family. Number three, education. Sir, man, who is in charge of the curriculum of education in Nigeria? Have you checked before? Have you read your children's school books before? Do you watch cartoons with your children? Sisters, brothers, take one of the novels that they gave your children at school. Read it. Some things will shock you. Listen to me. You are the primary source of the education of your child. Teachers are helping you. There are many people that go to their children's school to fight for a foundation they did not lay rightly at school. And they want teachers to change their children. And you know, whenever you go, my children know me, go to your school to fight a teacher for you. For one reason. What if you start working and your boss does not like you? I will come to your work to come and fight your boss. So you are learning it how to manage from school. Do you understand? But there are some lines a teacher must not cross. Abuse and some things. We are not going to take it. But listen. Some come to church and say, hey, pastor, in the teenage church, I don't even know what they are teaching our children. They are not the teenage church is not the source of education of your children. It is you. Let's come back. Education is a major influence on the life of our children. Every agenda of the devil is pushed through education. Curriculum changes. Our cousins on the other side, they are in charge of education. Before you know it, they match Christian religious education and Islamic, they match everything and make it religious education. Where 80% of the knowledge was Islam and 20% was like Christian. And they have almost released the books before we realized that something. Were Christians not in ministry of education? They were not in charge. That is why the Lord wants you to be in charge of the kids. Listen to me. Most of the things we do sometimes is to now form an education alternative school. Church school. To teach them morals. After they have left the church school, they will not live in church life. They will live in the real life. Are you here? There's no how I can cover you in church on some externalities and don't dress like this because of a man. Dress like this because of women. When you leave church, you will see terrible dressing. If I have not taught you how to renew your mind that you can see and look away, you can see and it does not affect you. Anywhere where you see, you will be in trouble. Take responsibility for your eyes. If you are a teacher here, God has raised you for a time like this. Are you a teacher that has influence on your students? Last week, I remembered a teacher, one of my teachers in secondary school, I think in form three. And I was making up my mind to call some of my friends at home to help me look for the teacher so that I can send something to her. Because at a particular junction of my life where I could have been wrongly influenced, she was there. And said, Biodu, you cannot be like this. Are we here? So what kind of a teacher are you? What kind of schools are your children going to? Have you outsourced their education to lesson teachers? What do you want again? I send you to the best school in Abuja. I got 5 lesson teachers for you. I did. See, that one, you are using it for emotional, to massage your emotions. If you don't do something now, you will see cry in future. Your pastor will be there as a counselor. Say, bros, the Lord will help you. He will do it again. We'll pray with you. His life will change. We'll be there to do that for you. But we will not be feeling the pain. You'll be feeling the pain. What you will take from us is our time. Do something now so that we will not cry together. Please, are we in church? If you understand, say amen. Let me hear you. Number 4, government, politics. Sir, man, who told you politics is for winning election? We have Christians that have come out for politics and they lose the election. And the first thing people will say in church is that, Shebi talk saying that God say making contest. If God talk say making contest, if not God, why him go lose? Politics is not for election. It's for influence in governance. Do you know that people that decide things, they don't stand for election? Do you know that? Politics is not dirty. God wants us to be in charge. If you go to the western part of Nigeria, where I came from, check our governors, check legislators, check the obas. 70-80% of them are Muslims. Even in Christian-dominated states. Why? Christians say politics is dirty. So they will allow people to go and do. When people are doing now, they will be using prayer to launder them. You want to contest for 2023. Next year, you will not come. 2023, you come and see pastor. Carry one anointing word in the horn. I say, pastor, pray for me, anoint me. 1 year. Some people have been planning 2023 for 15 years. You have no plan, no nothing. You just wake up one day. What is my advice to you? Join political parties. Join the major ones. So that you will not waste your emotion, your time and resources. Understand the context of your country. Join at your word. Start going to the meetings. Start deliberating with them. Let people start knowing you. Let them know you for integrity. When people are fighting, they know you don't fight. You are the one that they will set up the panel and say you should be the chairman. That is where your name starts moving up. But you know many people in church are not loyal. I've heard Christians say, I don't know what Oshibaju is doing. We should have been seeing his posters already. I say, who put him there? The person who put him there gets interest. He can't contest her. Except you want him to be disloyal. That's why we don't rise. Because we are disloyal. I'm not saying he cannot contest. I'm saying there's how things wrong. You have not carried somebody's bag. You want to be your guy. They will put you inside the bag. You have never learned from anybody. Many just want to start churches. No mentor, nobody. They report to you want to start a business, you want to sell even pepper, you want to sell pepper. Now when you start, you go no say pepper politics day. I tell you, the car will break down. You just enter market, one sell pepper. Where he had an ear, they sell pepper. Do you understand? We want to start from the top in life. The only place we will start from the top is where? It's a grave. They put you on the top, you keep going down. That's the only place. Everything in life starts from bottom. And it goes up. Don't start from the top, you will crash. Learn from somebody. Let somebody give you instruction. I saw your Amala joint here now. Go and start selling Amala and see. Some of you don't know spiritual warfare we have done at some shops. Because people don't understand what it is. Please, are we seeing church? Community group politics. Join it. Contest. Stop being complainant everywhere. It's time for us to have influence. Sir, ma, let's say somebody comes to me and say, Pastor, give me a member of your church. I want to make him commissioner of budget. Who do you think I will choose? Huh? Whenever they ask us for somebody and we need to crack our brain before we choose, we are not doing well. Hello. If we need to crack our brain before we bring your name out, you have not started. And you know, the time is coming and it's now where pastors, churches will be asked to nominate. Give us somebody there. Are you prepared for it? Can I tell you this, sir, ma? No matter how you are, how moneyful you are, if you don't have a handshake across your region, you never amount to anything in this country. If you are a Yoruba warlord, an Hausa warlord, an Igbo warlord, you can't win election. Ask Buhari. It was when he had a handshake, even if it's deceitful or whatever, that he was able to win. Ask Tinubu. You can't be an ethnic champion and be a national winner in this country. Start having friends. Those who made the talk say, Igbo people, they are terrible. Yoruba, they are this. Stop all those nonsense. People at the top, they don't know religion, they don't know tribe. They know how to share power and money. When there is wahala, they say, na Yoruba cause am. So we start fighting each other. Then after we have fought each other, they will come back together and settle the matter. And then they laugh with each other. They are not fighting each other at the top. Because when you are eating, you don't fight. I hope you know. Don't be used as a pawn in the game. You close church, you go there and they say, PDP, there is no difference. I hope you know. Anytime you like, you go to this house and sleep. When you are tired, you move back to this house and sleep. When you like, you move forward, you come back. There is no difference. I hope you know that. If I like, I go to our poor church and preach. Rest. If I like, I come back here. No difference. No be different. Let no let anybody deceive you. Say now APC caused the problem. Now PDP caused. The people were there, APC now. They were in PDP. They move here. After, if anything change again, they will move. Hello, do you not understand? I beg you, it's time to start using your brain. God gave it to you for a purpose. I've told you the mistake I made to the last election. See, am I supposed to say this thing publicly? Okay. There's nothing called merit again. My interest. Now, I define my interest. My interest is the church now. Anything that favors the church, that is it. If you don't favor the church, wherever you be, whoever you be, you don't get my own again. Before, now if I think say you feel do, I think say some people feel do. And they told me, I don't listen. My brother is laughing at me because he told me, I don't listen. Hello. Let's do quick. Maybe 5 minutes. Media. Number five, media. Do you know that some of the things you believe were wrong in the past, they are no longer wrong in your eyes now? Some of you, to wear, even for you to wear sleeveless before you move to Abuja, for you to wear sleeveless, now wahala. If you see anybody for trouser for that time, now you go, they carry drum behind them in your village. Say, Ashebo, Ashebo. Now you are in Abuja, your trousers are now pencil type. Because some things have been communicated to you. I'm not saying trouser is wrong. What is it? People just Deuteronomy 22:5 and be blowing nonsense that they can't explain. But I just use that example to let you know that most of the time your view on things have changed. It changes by constant bombardment of information. It changes by constantly making you hear consistently what I want to change your mind. So if I have a radio show or a television system, TV impact, and all the people I will bring in will be talking in the direction of what I want. That is why when you watch NTA, you watch AIT, you watch Arise, you watch channels, they are all different. You watch TVC, they are all different. They are all propagating a particular agenda. The one you watch will be the one you'll be arguing with. You will think it is your point, forgetting that it is somebody at journalist hangout that told you. Because he has said it over and over and over again, you believe it and say it is true. I remember when I was in Lagos and in the Southwest, we go to newspaper and read, and we analyze the whole country. Say, in Kano, this is what is. I've never left Lagos. In Kano, in this. Then they transferred me to Kano. I was in Kano for 3 years. My life changed. I stopped reading Punch. In fact, my 3 years, I was reading Daily Trust. I wanted to see how the Northerners think. When I read, and I like, so the thing where we read for Lagos, not be so like B.O. Until people started seeing 5 million votes from Kano, now he then know say you must respect some people. Even if they abuse them, you must respect them. Media. Your social media. The TV you listen to. The newspaper you read. Every newspaper has an agenda and an interest they protest. If you watch CNN, you will hate Donald Trump. If you watch Fox News, you will like Donald Trump. It is interest and agenda. But most of you don't know. If you watch TVC, you will like APC. Channel, sometimes they go, do you magomago? That then they for government also. You might not know. They will bring somebody who will say something against what they believe. But they will give the person like 5 minutes. But the one where they want to talk the thing where they like, he will spend like an hour. And he will keep coming to say, there is an agenda. Are you here? There is an agenda. And what you continually hear indirectly now becomes your own agenda. You do not know that you are being used. You are a pawn in the chess game. That is why we need to have people in the media. We are on radio. Hey, welcome to... How does your pastor even say himself? Good morning. I welcome you to today's broadcast. My name is Pastor Abiodun Arivike of the Citadel of Impact. I pray for you this morning. Blah, 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 blah. That is not the only way to take care of the airwaves. When some people hear message, they will off it. But if I work in that radio station and I have a program, maybe called Politics and You or whatever, and I now determine the people that will be coming to the station to talk about the politics, I'll be able to start influencing people to say what I want you to hear. And that is what they do. How did they know who to call? Shebi, you are here. You can talk now. Why did they not call you? Life is deeper. think. I hope I'm opening your mind up. Hello, is your mind being open? God wants you to have an influence there. The last two. Economy. Wherever you work, the Lord wants you to have an influence there. Your business place. The Lord wants you to have an influence there. The Lord wants you to bring kingdom economies to bear in those places, wherever you work. I will take time to teach this in the future. The last one, arts and entertainment. Music. I shared with them in the festival. I've shared this many times in church while I was in Lagos in a Catholic guest house. And they were doing children's party opposite the place. I've just finished quiet time. Quiet time. You know, quiet time. One kind of music was blasting from the speakers. I've never heard it before. You see, this thing happened almost 5 years ago. I can still remember the music. The thing was just doing limpopo, 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 limpopo. You know limpopo? One morning, I was very unfortunate to wake up. Very fortunate to wake up. But unfortunately, I rushed into the bedroom to use the toilet. And I carried my phone early in the morning, pastor, 6 a.m. As I put my finger at the back of the head, I said to something like, I will not say this. Balala, balala. Before I recovered that day, because the video where I see, the song where enter my spirit early in the morning, was it a Wednesday service day? I can't remember. Throughout in the office, I was just blasting in tongues. After blasting, I calmed down. I will see the picture again. Music, film, movie, dance, comedy. Did you notice that comedy online now is soft pornography? Almost all the skits are soft pornography. Did you notice? Fashion. Why somebody will wear a cloth to church that he can't wear to see the president? I have not understood. Why somebody walk a cloth to church that he can't wear to his place of work? I can't understand. Why somebody wear a cloth to church that when you want to mount the Okada, Nawahala, you will now have to sit down with style on it? Why somebody wear a cloth to church that people that like it will give you Iboru? I intentionally call it that. Veil. To cover it. I don't understand. Why somebody will wear clothes to church that your travel is showing? I don't understand. Why you wear it outside the church? I don't understand. And now you are wearing it to church. You don't have shame. And there are many shameless people in church that see and say, oh, I love your clothes. You are sexy. You are going to hell together. I keep telling you, when anybody tells you are sexy, go back home and change your clothes. If they say you are godly, you are there. You are a child of God. You are not meant to be sexy. You are meant to be godly. And your husband will find you sexy. Because I dare in front of arts people. I don't dare rhyme. See, are we here? Fashion on television has changed everything about us. Some will wear clothes. You will have to look for stapler to help them hold some things. Because the thing won't fall. You know, for a long time, I never believed that things like this are things you should mount the altar. I'll be saying it. One of the days, I'm going to shock you people. I will go and buy a new boxer, new jeans. I will sack. Put this chain and put something that will reach here. If you like it, dress like me. All of you are laughing because you know it is wrong. Why then are you doing it outside? And some are bold enough to bring it into church. Fashion. The devil has taken charge of it. And see where we are. See where we are. See where we are. See where we are. You even don't leave anything to imagination. In men, that even if you are like a masquerade, they can undress you. People are now telling them, don't undress me, or see me as I am. And I'm in church. Hallelujah. So if we say, raise your hand, some people can never raise their hand in church now. Say, raise your hand to the Lord and say, hallelujah. That is clear. Why? You are being terribly influenced by the devil under the name of fashion. That is why some churches still use robe. So anything you wear, you use robe to cover it. See me as I sweat. If I put robes on my people here, you know the thing that will happen to them there. Please. The influence of a devil is unconscious. Is subtle. Is little by little. Is gradual. Can I close with telling you this? And I will say it again. Beware of your place of work. Beware where you go to work. That is the easiest point of sexual immorality in the world. I've worked for 24 years now. I know what I'm talking about. Work all over this nation. I know what I'm talking about. Many immoralities start from the place of work. When you don't see your wife, you don't call your wife, there is time. And before you know it, something will start. Guy, so how are you surviving in Abuja? Living alone? Me, I can't do that. Oh, I will have found something doing. They are sowing seeds into your life. We need to be careful. We need to ask for the help of the Lord. Isaiah 28 verse 6. Let's close with that. Isaiah 28 verse 6. Isaiah 28 verse 6. Go back to 5. 5 and 6. 5 and 6. And we take one or two prayers. And we move on. In that day, the Lord of hosts will be a crown of glory. And a diadem of beauty. To the remnants of his people. And a spirit of justice. To him who sits in judgment. And he will be a strength to those who turn back the battle. What the Lord is telling us here is that when you make up your mind to influence any of the seven spheres that we have spoken about, that everybody compulsively falls into, he will give us strength to turn things around. So you'll be hearing political appointments, you'll be hearing strange promotion for children of God to move to strange positions. But the issue is this, can God trust you? Are you better than the unbelievers occupying the positions already? He will not exchange like for like. He will not bring polished iniquity to replace iniquity. He will bring righteousness to replace wickedness. And do we understand that? If you are not better than them, the Lord will not use you to replace them. He will not. It is not by prayer. It is by what he knows about you. Can we lift our hands and tell him thank you? Let us thank him. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Where is your area of influence? Is it education? Is it politics or government? Is it business, economy, or career? Is it religion? Is it the arts? Is it arts? Is it media? Where is it? The Lord wants you to have influence. Can we just sit and answer and say, Lord, I'm available. Please help me. Please use me. Please empower me. The reason why you have still left me here on earth. Oh, Lord, help me to achieve. Help me to achieve. Help me to achieve. We magnify your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Isaiah 26, verse 2. That will be my last prayer point for you as we pray. Open the gates that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter. The Lord, open the gates and make the gate available only to the righteous nation. He will not replace light with light. Can we pray? Can we pray? Which gates do you want open? Is it the gate of your place of all? Gate of media? Gate of art? Gate of whatever it is? Can we lift our hands and say, oh Lord, open the gates for me, that I, the righteous nation, that keeps the faith, may come in. That I, the righteous nation, that keeps the faith, open the gate, that I, the righteous nation, that keeps the faith, my coming. Mandali bokoria balaba zitakata. Mandar kedere rebo. We thank you in the name of Jesus. I decree for everyone here, the Lord empower you for influence. The Lord grant you wisdom. In the name of Jesus, let new gates be opened unto you. Gates to bring influence of the kingdom of God. Let those gates be opened unto you. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord give you influence everywhere you go. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Buskap, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.